Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Write One Song by Jeff Tweedy is a practical, encouraging guide for anyone who wants to turn the idea of songwriting into a repeatable habit. Tweedy, known for his work with Wilco and a long career as a working songwriter, approaches the craft with a balance of humility and confidence. Rather than treating songwriting as a mysterious gift, he frames it as a set of learnable skills supported by routine, curiosity, and play. The book focuses on the smallest achievable unit, completing a single song. From there, it opens up into tools for generating lyrical and musical material, developing taste, and building the stamina to finish what you start. Tweedy also addresses the emotional side of making art, including self-doubt, perfectionism, and the fear of being judged. The tone is friendly and hands-on, aimed at helping readers write more freely and more often without waiting for inspiration to strike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting small, the one-song mindset. A central idea of the book is that writing one song is both a realistic goal and a powerful gateway to writing many. Tweedy encourages readers to lower the stakes and focus on completion rather than brilliance, because finishing teaches more than endlessly planning. The one-song mindset reframes songwriting as a practice, not a performance, and gives beginners a clear target while giving experienced writers a way to break ruts. By concentrating on a single piece, you can pay attention to process, how ideas arrive, what blocks you, and what helps you move forward. Tweedy presents songwriting as a series of decisions that accumulate into a finished work, so progress comes from making choices, accepting imperfect drafts, and returning with fresh perspective. This approach reduces the pressure to define your identity as a songwriter before you have written enough songs to learn who you are. It also promotes a healthy relationship with ambition. You can aim high, but you build the ability to aim high by producing steady output. The mindset creates momentum, and momentum creates confidence. Secondly, finding musical building blocks, chords, melody, and constraint, Tweedy emphasizes that songs do not need complex theory to be compelling. Instead, he points toward usable building blocks such as simple chord progressions, melodic fragments, and rhythmic feels that can be combined and reshaped. A key tool is constraint. Limiting chords, restricting a melody to a small range, or choosing a specific groove can actually increase creativity by preventing endless options. The book guides readers to explore how small variations in timing, emphasis, and note choice can change a song's emotional color. It also highlights listening as an active skill, where you notice what moves you in other music and translate that feeling into your own choices without copying. Experimentation is treated as normal and necessary. You try a sequence, sing over it, adjust, and keep what works. Tweedy's perspective supports writers who play guitar or piano, but the broader lesson applies to any instrument or digital workflow. Start with something workable, loop it, and let your ear guide the next step. The focus stays on making forward motion until the song reveals itself. Thirdly, generating lyrics, turning everyday language into meaning. The book treats lyrics as a craft that benefits from regular collection and transformation of words. Tweedy encourages noticing phrases, images, and overheard bits of conversation, then storing them as raw material for later. Instead of waiting for a grand theme, you can begin with a single line or a vivid detail and let it suggest the next. A practical takeaway is that lyrical quality often comes from revision and arrangement rather than a perfect first attempt. You can write many lines quickly, then refine by choosing what resonates, cutting what feels vague, and sharpening images so they earn their place. Tweedy also acknowledges that lyrics do not have to explain everything. Ambiguity and suggestion can be strengths when they create space for the listener. The book promotes the use of concrete nouns, sensory details, and surprising combinations of words to make lines memorable. It also frames the voice of the songwriter as something you discover through repetition. By writing often, you begin to recognize your natural themes, your humor, your darkness, and your tenderness, and you learn how to shape them into lyrics that feel true. Fourthly, silencing the inner critic, confidence, play, and permission. A major barrier to songwriting is not lack of ideas, but the reflex to judge ideas before they have a chance to grow. Tweedy speaks to the fear of writing something bad, the embarrassment of sincerity, and the tendency to compare yourself to artists you admire. The book offers a more productive stance. Treat early drafts as experiments, not verdicts on your talent. Permission is crucial, giving yourself room to write awkward lines, strange melodies, or unfinished fragments without self-punishment. Tweedy's approach values play, because play produces surprises, and surprises often become the seed of a strong song. He also promotes routines that protect creativity from mood swings, such as writing at a regular time, capturing fragments quickly, and returning to them later. The inner critic still has a role, but later in the process when you are editing and shaping. By separating generating from judging, you improve both stages. the emotional benefit is significant. Songwriting becomes a place where you can be curious and brave rather than anxious and defensive. Lastly, finishing and sharing, revision, arrangement, and letting go. Completing a song requires practical follow-through, deciding on structure, refining lyrics, and choosing how the music supports the message. Tweedy underscores that finishing is itself a skill, and that many writers stall because they expect the song to announce when it is done. Instead, you finish by making deliberate choices: a verse count, a chorus that returns, a bridge that changes perspective, or a final line that lands. Revision is framed as shaping, not rescuing, and the book encourages trimming excess, clarifying images, and tightening phrasing so the lyric sings naturally. Arrangement is treated as an extension of songwriting, where dynamics, tempo, and instrumentation influence how the song feels. Just as important is the ability to let go. Tweedy suggests that songs are snapshots of a moment, not permanent statements, and you can move on even if you sense more improvements are possible. Sharing your work, whether with a friend, a band, or an audience, becomes part of the learning loop. Feedback and performance reveal what the song communicates, helping you write the next one with greater insight. In conclusion, this book fits aspiring songwriters who feel stuck at the starting line, musicians who can play but struggle to turn ideas into complete songs, and experienced writers who want a fresh, motivating reset. It is also valuable for poets, producers, and creative hobbyists who want a structured way to make art more regularly. The practical benefit is that it shifts songwriting from an occasional lightning strike to a repeatable process. By focusing on small, finishable steps, the reader gains confidence, builds a personal library of techniques, and learns how to work with doubt instead of obeying it. That can improve life beyond music, because the habits of showing up, experimenting, revising, and letting go apply to any creative goal. Compared with many songwriting books that lean heavily on theory, genre rules, or industry advice, this one stands out for its human, practice-centered approach. Tweedy speaks like a working artist who understands how messy the process can be and still insists it is worth doing. If you want guidance that helps you actually write, complete, and keep writing songs, this is worth buying. If you would like to support Jeff Tweedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.